at the door. Can't think, standing here no more. I'm alone, my mind's racing, heartbreak.
Now 7 after the hour. Doug Stanford's Good Day for it. You know, we should start this hour with a Bruce Springsteen song. Every day. We should have, when Roberta comes on the program, we ought to have a Bruce Springsteen song.
Except for today, because it's a special day, and I would like to hear NSYNC.
Why couldn't we have Bruce Springsteen sing you happy birthday?
Because I don't really like him enough.
Is that your impression of Bruce Springsteen?
I was trying to get throaty.
Oh, is that what that was? I thought you were actually, choking.
No. I was calling 911. Are you okay?
All right. So, it's Jennifer's birthday. Happy birthday to her.
Thank you.
Yes. It's the beginning of the Winter Olympics. We also have gratitude items.
Both explosive.
Facebook.com, yes. All right. So, today, when you post on Facebook the things, or a thing, one thing, that's it, that you're grateful for. For example, today I posted with Kenny that I'm thankful and grateful for time. Time.
Time.
And time. Aren't you grateful, Roberta, for all the time that you have had, what you've learned, and what you have in front of you? You have time. You have time. Think about time and its value. Mm-hmm. What is there if there is not time? Right?
Okay.
Think about
true.
It.
True.
All right. So what are you grateful for today, Roberta?
Oh, what am I grateful for today? That I'm leaving for Florida in a week.
Really?
That's a good one. Warming up a little
for
bit.
That one.
So I just put down, the people are upset with me in Florida because I was comparing Florida to California.
Uh-huh.
And apparently some people who are longtime listeners of the program are offended by the fact that I talked about alligators being in ponds, lizards crawling up screens, the humidity, and the horrible lightning and thunderstorms that are a part of living in South Florida. But the temperature sure beats anything that you can find north of North Carolina.
I think it was like 83 yesterday.
Yeah, it's been very hot, very humid.
Hello.
In Central Florida, Southern Florida. Yeah, okay. But in terms of comparing that to Southern California, where the temperature may be the same, but there's no humidity, as a matter of fact, we're now all, I just put Charlotte out to have her morning pee, mm-hmm. and it was raining.
It's raining?
It's raining,
you know,
it's at
gonna,
the beach.
I love
yeah.
that.
It's all going to fall into the ocean, however.
Oh, so.
You mean the state of California or the rain? Because both
no,
may
the
go
state
there.
State of California is all going to fall into the ocean.
But then think about it. We'll be an island like Hawaii, and our property
value
will go
up. Florida is
going to
drown because when the ice caps melt, all of the land in Florida is going to be underwater. So which would you, as a matter of fact, your life is ruined, Roberta. When the ice caps, yeah, if you listen to all your pals who voted for Obama, the ice caps are going to melt because of global warming, and your house in New York is going to be underwater. Your desire to be in Florida is going to be extinguished because there's going to be any land there. It's going to be all underwater because we all know the polar ice cap is melting and the world is going to end as we know it.
Well, let's see, our house on Long Island was about 300 feet up in the air, so...
Yeah, but you sold it, so you have no help there.
We sold it, so can't retreat there. Manhattan, well, if you live up high enough, you'll be okay.
In the building? You want to be up on the 50th floor.
Yeah, you'll be
fine. And you won't get flattened out, right. And then you have a... Make sure the window's open so you can put your boat out.
Right, you can just fish from outside your 50th floor window.
Exactly.
Why not?
Perfect. Roberta has the answer. By the way, speaking of answers, what do we have coming up in a few minutes from the Queen of Cheap here on Good Day?
We've got all sorts of great stuff today. Bagels, free. Popcorn, free. Tools, free. Movie tickets.
Free.
Really, really cheap dinner.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Bill Clinton is in the news today. Sort of.
Sort of.
A shocking claim.
Shocking.
Shocking.
That former President Bill Clinton.
Stupid claim.
Was unfaithful to his wife.
Oh, you think?
He had a fling with Elizabeth Hurley.
For a year, according to these reports.
Right. Well,
no, he didn't.
The reports came from drunken actor Tom Sizemore.
But see, here's the thing. Do you discount it because he was drunk? Or do you say, wow, people that are drunk usually tell the truth?
It depends on whether
you
like
discount it because he
not.
Says... Or do you discount it because he says, I was drunk and high and said some stupid things, and that's not true?
Mm-hmm. He says that Clinton asked him if he wanted a tour of the Lincoln bedroom. Apparently, he was there with Elizabeth Hurley, and when they were in there, he asked Sizemore for Hurley's number, according to Sizemore. This is not true, I'm betting, but it's just fun to kind of have some fun.
Especially when you hear how it went down. Like, you know, hey, baby, I'm saving the U.S. from nuclear attack every day. Right. I don't have time for this petty stuff. Get on my plane and get over here.
But here's what,
let me show you the Lincoln
bedroom.
According
to the story that's being published here today, at first, Sizemore was hesitant when asked for Hurley's number. And then Clinton, according to Sizemore, says, quote, "Give it to me, you dumb mother blanker. I'm the commander-in-chief. And the buck stops here. Give
it's
me the damn
great
number."
Story.
That's what's... Oh, my God. Sizemore says he finally gave in, gave Clinton the number, and he called Hurley. After convincing, she agreed to come to the White House. Clinton sent a plane to get her. As for what happens next, she was there for 4 days. How does somebody get into the White House and stay there for 4 days and nobody knows it? Come on.
Tom Sizemore knew it.
Yeah. Hurley says this is ludicrous and totally untrue.
You know what? Either this is what's really sad about this story. Either way, I wouldn't be surprised. Whether it's a lie or the truth, I'd be like, well, yeah.
That's,
you know.
Silly. But anyway, it's something that some people are going to be talking about today. So the people who don't like Bill Clinton, it'll give them something else to talk about. The people who do like him will...
I don't think it's whether you like him or not. I mean, if he could bag Elizabeth Hurley, please.
Who is she? Wasn't she? Who?
She was originally, when she first got famous, she was Hugh Grant's girlfriend.
Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. Exactly. And then he ruined that by going to find that bopper
Destiny
at the corner of Hollywood
Brown or whatever.
Isn't it amazing we remember her name?
I can't remember what I had for breakfast.
Right, but you remember Destiny Brown.
Divine Brown.
Oh, my goodness. Well, Divine Brown. I was
thank
close.
Michael,
sorry.
Straighten us out there.
Thank you,
Divine.
My goodness.
That's so true. I'm glad Michael knew that.
I know. Michael's like, oh, yeah, I know her. She's in my cell phone.
Okay. So what have we accomplished so far this hour in the Jeff and Good Day program?
All right, happy birthday, Jennifer.
Thank you, Ken.
Happy birthday, Jennifer.
Thank you.
And we realize that Roberta will have no place to live after the polar ice caps.
But don't worry, because there's an environmental hub that the Obama administration is building in New Hampshire, so you can just hoof it up there.
Just in time of the release of the new movie, Noah.
Yes.
There's a ruling that has come out of a federal judge in St. Louis. You will be happy about the results of this ruling. Or what the finding is. You want to know what it is now? Or later on? Come on.
Go for
now.
It.
Now?
Yeah. Go. Let's
all
hear
right,
it.
Two again. Jen, Kenny, you want me to do this now or not?
Everybody does.
No, you should wait.
Okay.
A federal judge in St. Louis has ruled...
Yes.
That flashing your headlights to warn other drivers of speed traps is
illegal. Unethical. Perfectly fine.
Uh-huh. It is an example of freedom of speech.
Really?
So any police officer who calls you on the carpet for flashing your lights, you can sing to him a chorus of "Everybody's heard about the bird, 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 bird. The bird is the word." Or you can use the bird if you like. That would be disrespectful, but it could be something that you might want to use. As
I actually think it's fun to use the bird sometimes.
You want to? What did you say?
I think it's fun. It's very unexpected when I use the bird.
I mean, really, it is. Yeah.
So it means more. It's fun.
Right. Okay. Anyway, there's some big news. And speaking of big news...
Yes.
Roberta Fasanelli has ways you will not believe to save money.
Save money.
Just money. 2 minutes from right now here on Good
Day. Save.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. real value for the money, and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen Temporal Scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle Twinkle Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature. Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com.
Watch what happens when I need something for business. Say my laptop just died.
OfficeMax has laptops, tablets, and printers that are perfect for you.
How'd she know? And why is this report in black and white?
OfficeMax has most major brands of ink and toner at the lowest prices guaranteed.
Okay, I'll go. Right after I clean up these files.
OfficeMax has cloud storage, so you can be productive on the road.
Isn't she amazing?
If you need it for your business, you'll find it at OfficeMax. All at great prices. Restrictions apply. See storeofficemax.com for details.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva of dumpster diving. It's Roberta Fessinelli.
All right, so this is not, these items are not made up. They didn't come out of thin air. Roberta has better things to do with her time than to tell you things.
Well-researched.
Yes, well-researched. Queen of cheap items, ways for you to save money that are posted every day freshly at DougSteffen.com. All right, so what do we have today, Jen?
Okay, let's start how easily you forget. Yeah. Let's start with free Brugger's Bagels. It's Brugger's Bagels' birthday, along with Jen. Jen,
yay,
your birthday. It's Brugger's Bagels' birthday.
Go for a bagel.
You can go there and celebrate. They're going to give you three free bagels to celebrate their birthday. How about that, Jen? You should go there and get three free bagels. Maybe if you tell them it's your birthday, you'll get six free bagels. But you need a special coupon to do that, and we have that for you at DougSteffen.com with the Queen of Cheap section. Also, today is a small popcorn at AMC Theaters. If you go there and you text a word, and the word is at DougSteffen.com, to a number which is also at DougSteffen.com, you get a small free popcorn at AMC Movies. Now, there's a company called Harbor Freight. I don't know if you're familiar with it.
Oh,
they're
yeah.
A cool yeah, Harbor Freight. They have 500 stores across the country. Now, through the end of the month, you bring in one of their coupons, and you get free stuff. You get free stuff like work lights, tarp, surge protection strips, screwdriver sets, kind of stuff like that. You don't even have to buy anything. You just go print out the coupon. We have the link for you at DougSteffen.com. And you can get one free item per day. How about that? Up until the end of the month. And looking for a cheap Valentine's Day date? Restaurant.com. How's this? Two movie tickets, $100 restaurant gift certificate, all for $30. So basically you're paying for the tickets because they're about $15 a piece, at least in New York. And you get the $100 gift certificate absolutely free. All at DougSteffen.com at the Queen of Cheap.
Roberta brought to you by Kohl's, proud to recognize young volunteers for their commitment to service. Check it out at Kohl's.com, Kohl'sKids.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Kenny, I don't know if you know the song or the story of the song or not. Paul and Ringo and George had a phone conversation, and they suggested that they wanted to come up with a musical tribute to John. And so they got together for what amounted to a very short session. Each of them knew what they wanted the song to sound like, and basically they all agreed that it ought to sound like one of their more pop hits. This song was during this week in 1981, the number one song. As a matter of fact, stayed there for 3 weeks. Recorded on George Harrison's Dark Horse label at his house in Henley. And they just all came over and had a good time. They spent the afternoon talking about him. And then just jumped up. And this was like a one or two take. Just, you know, that's one of the things about them that's so fantastic, isn't it? And you think, well, listen to the music. This is the way they all sort of work it together. Crank it up, Mike, a little bit. How happy they were about having John in their life. Isn't this great? This, for these guys, was effortless. That was the beauty, and it still is, frankly. The whole business about... Paul McCartney and Ringo, are they best of friends? Yeah, I don't think they're best of friends. But I think these guys have shared so much.
You don't have, who else did they share that experience with?
Yeah. I mean, can you imagine what their lives would have been like had they not gotten together, those four guys? Listen, think about the luck, if that's what it is, luck, or if you believe in a bigger picture, as I do, all of this stuff of the universe puts people like this together. And look at all, never mind what they got out of it. Excuse me, think about what we got out of it. Think about it. It's really pretty amazing, pretty captivating to think about it, actually. 26 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Here's another surprise. Jose Feliciano.
Come on, baby, light my fire.
This is going to shock a lot of people. Everybody's sitting down? I think for this announcement, everybody should be sitting down for this announcement. This is news about Jose Feliciano. All right, are you ready? All right, everybody calm down.
I think we're ready to go.
Make the announcement, or should I wait a while?
No, I think you should do it.
Yeah, go ahead. Okay. Jose Feliciano is going to be presented with the Distinguished Leadership Award at the annual Hispanic Radio Conference.
Boy, huh? That was a big announcement.
Could you have seen that one coming or not?
Oh, gosh.
Huh?
I'm glad I was sitting down, boss.
Yeah, me
well,
too.
I just wanted to make sure that everybody...
You.
I mean, I know this is pretty... It's pretty outrageous and outlandish to expect that Jose Feliciano would get a leadership award at the Hispanic Radio Conference, but just in case, I wanted you to all be prepared.
You know, he always wants to wish me a Merry Christmas.
Really?
From the bottom of his heart.
Good for him. All right, so other gossip. Apparently, Tiger Woods, who's one of the most notorious cheaters in public life, getting a taste of his own medicine because his girlfriend, Lindsey Vonn, has been caught. According to, we all know the National Enquirer doesn't make these stories up. So, she's been kissing somebody else. Wow.
Who?
I don't know. It's not clear. There's not a, there's a picture.
Tom Sizemore.
Hey, in his day, not a bad choice.
Oh, my God. That I'm going to laugh about that Klim thing all day long. That'll be something that people talk about, and people will get a chuckle out of it. It's some, there's something in that story for everybody. 28 after the hour, and good day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, pet lovers out there, you're not alone. According to a new pet industry study, over 60 million households own pets. That's 60% of all U.S. households. Here's how we pet pets rank, by the way. Dogs, 35 million households own dogs, 53.2 million of us. Cats, over 30 million households with 62 million felines. Kind of interesting between dogs and cats. There are actually more dog households, but there are more cats because cat people tend to have more than one. Nearly 6 million households are home to birds. Fish, virtually 10 million households own 94.6 million freshwater and saltwater fish. That means they're probably the most popular pet. The bottom line is, really, if you have a dog, if you have a cat, if you have a fish or you have a bird, it's your responsibility to take care of them properly. They truly are your best friends. Research before you go out and adopt that dog, cat, bird, snake, whatever you're bringing into your home. I'm Warren Eckstein.
I'm Warren Eckstein. 20 years ago, I developed my Hugs and Kisses supplements for both dogs and cats to solve the number one pet problem, shedding. Using the finest ingredients made only in the USA, my Hugs and Kisses supplement with lecithin reduces shedding and promotes healthy skin and a full shiny coat. But don't take my word for it. Just listen to what my listeners say about Hugs and Kisses.
I just want to tell you how much we love the Hugs and Kisses, and our doggy Shotzi loves them, and her coat is so smooth. I have told more people because they ask me, wow, her coat is just beautiful.
Imagine, no more shedding, itching, or scratching. My Hugs and Kisses supplements come with a 30-day guarantee and a 20-year track record. When your name is on the label, your reputation is on the line. Order today at thepetshow.com or call 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847, 1-800-430-HUGS, and log on to thepetshow.com.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
What's going on in the world today, shall we? Round of applause for everybody who's here, including Jennifer Horn, whose birthday it is.
We're all here, actually.
Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. Roberta Fasanelli, the Queen of Cheap, is here. Ken Kessler is monitoring your social comments. Some of them are anti-social, but it's okay. Have them as you will. And make sure that you spell my name right. S-T-E-P-H-A-N. Phone number is 888-302-3684. Let's see, what are we being blasted for today? Well, let's see, the latest from the opening ceremonies in Russia. The deputy prime minister says that gay Olympians and fans have nothing to worry about, but he asked them please
except
to not
for terrorist
touch the children.
Toothpaste. Yeah, oh,
yeah, don't
touch the children?
The children, right,
oh,
exactly.
Oh, don't touch the children.
Don't touch the children, otherwise it's fine. All right. And then there is, yes, the toothpaste bombers. Those of you who get on, I'm getting on a plane in a couple of hours, and so I'm going to have my toothpaste checked. Make sure that there's nothing in it.
I'm pretty sure that most of the threats going into Sochi, Russia, on an airplane aren't coming out of the United States.
You think so?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Really? How did
they're
you come to that conclusion?
Home. Yeah. They don't have
come
to
on.
Go far.
Right.
Really?
Yeah, I mean,
right.
They had terrorists right there.
Mm-hmm. The Florida movie theater shooter yesterday in jail. Remember this fellow?
Yeah, the guy that was texting during the movie, he shot
right.
him.
Former policeman. He's not guilty.
Of
even though
what?
43 people saw him shoot this guy, he pled not guilty.
Oh, he pled not guilty.
Really? Right.
That doesn't mean he's not
he's
guilty.
Been
but he's
additionally,
innocent guilty.
He's been charged, Curtis Reeves Jr., been charged with a couple of other things, aggravated battery. The judge ruled that infrared surveillance video taken in the theater can be shown in court. How could you argue against presenting that?
Say that again.
Most movie theaters have cameras in them so they can see what's going on inside the theater all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And
why?
So why do they have them?
It's dark.
Richie, why are there cameras anywhere? Why are there cameras in the highway? Why are there cameras in every room in a hotel?
I pulled the wool over me. I never knew that.
Yeah, well,
I never knew I was being watched. I went to the movies last night with the kids. I never knew I was being watched.
There is infrared surveillance video in most theaters. And apparently that can be shown in court. And that's what they're going to use to get this guy and hang him. He pulls out his gun. Blam, blam, blam. That's the end of the guy. All right. So for those of you who didn't know that, that's something else. See all the things that you find out by listening to this program?
Hey, You know what?
And most of them are true.
What? Did this happen? Most of them. Did this happen during the movie or before
no.
the movie?
Before, during the previews.
Previews. What were the previews for? Did like people, like, were they watching a preview of some action movie and thought this was just part of the action movie, or did people hear the shots and realize, what was that? Oh my God, there's a shooting in the theater.
Don't know the answer to that. Anybody know the answer to that?
I think I heard an interview with someone who knew that there, because there was a scuffle. They were yelling back and forth. So I think people were aware of what
they
was
were aware.
Going.
Okay.
Yeah.
How much snow on the ground in New York City there, Roberta?
We got about 6 inches, but then it got pushed around and it got piled up and then it got really, really soft. And now we're in a deep freeze, so it's like climbing over mounds of ice and
tundra.
And
it's all brown and dirty
and
now.
It's not even brown. It's black and dirty and filthy and gray.
Nasty
and
snow.
Disgusting.
Power outage is still in Pennsylvania, New York, New Jersey, Kentucky, Maryland, West Virginia, Arkansas.
We missed it.
Other places. You didn't get any snow there.
We got a teeny little bit of ice, but about an hour north in Baltimore is where everybody got hammered.
Right. The airport in Boston was closed yesterday all day. 12 inches of snow in downtown Boston. A little bit more in the suburbs on the farm, 14 inches. If you go west of there, south of the Mass Pike, there was rain, which, as Roberta just suggested, then turned into ice. So you can imagine what that's done to driving into the commute. This has been, as much as we're sort of, you shouldn't say we, I'm making fun of people for being wimps. This has been a pretty tough winter.
It's cold winter.
In comparison to what people have experienced the last 10, 12, 14 years. It has been. And so a lot of people are saying they want to move out of the northern climes. But when you consider that 64% of the country has had ice and snow, where are you going? You think there's room in Arizona and New Mexico for all of you?
Atlanta.
Yeah, I got to go to Atlanta. Right. Three people have been arrested in connection with a theft of a $5 million Stradivarius violin.
I'm sorry, a what?
Stradivarius violin.
I stayed at the Stradivarius once in Las Vegas.
Did you really? You liked it? Yeah.
This is a three, the tables there.
Listen to this.
Yeah.
This is a 300-year-old violin.
Oh, yeah, and they're worth millions.
Three of them.
Stole last week from the concertmaster of the Milwaukee Symphony Orchestra. How do you get a hold of her? How do you leave your $5 million violin laying around?
You know what I always wondered
he
about?
He didn't.
No, it's been lent. It was lent to somebody, Frank... who is his name? Frank. Oh, Frank, he was the concertmaster. He borrowed it. Right? Is that the story, Kenny?
Yeah, and then when he was done with whatever performance and he was headed to his car, somebody came up behind him with a stun gun. And tased him and took it and ran off to a waiting vehicle.
So then what do you do with it?
Okay. How do you sell it?
That's what I always wonder about art theft. And we consider this art theft. When you steal the Mona Lisa, what do you do with it? How do you sell it to somebody?
You have to put it in your house. Otherwise, like, you can't sell it. Who's going to buy the Mona Lisa? Unless you sell it to some rich royal guy who's going to hide it in his weird basement.
They're not going to hide it. They can put it out in there. Who's, what, are you going to send the FBI over to Saudi Arabia and arrest the prince?
I think that's what happens to a lot of this stuff, is all this, you're right, all this royalty buys
royalty
it, puts
buys
it in their house.
Nothing else better to do with all of their money.
Yeah.
Their ill-gotten means.
Right?
So they get more things in an ill-gotten fashion, like this Stradivarius, this 300-year-old Stradivarius violin. Yeah, it wasn't this guy's fault. All right, so that's story.
I think of things I'd much rather steal than a Stradivarius violin.
Yeah. Okay, so this is the era. This is the Richie. This is the era of conspiratory. This guy's in on it. It's an inside job.
Jennifer, shut your cat up, please.
That isn't my cat.
Yeah, that's my
Roberta,
cat.
I know you think I'm the crazy cat lady.
I was going to, my sisters and I wanted to take a trip to Tasmania this winter to see my mother's stepsister.
Oh, yeah.
I have never seen her. She's 95, 96 years old, and she and her family invited us to come over and visit with them. But I've just decided I'm not going.
Why?
I saw a picture of a giant jellyfish that has washed up on the beach. I don't know if we can get this, Kenny, and post it at Facebook. This is like 20,000 leagues out of the sea with a giant octopus that wraps itself around the submarine. Remember that? In 20,000 leagues under the sea. Don't you remember that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
Right.
The ship down.
Yeah.
The ship down to the bottom.
So that's what they found on the beach in Tasmania, which is, by the way, speaking about weather and how frightful it has been here, if you go to the other side, the other hemisphere, the southern hemisphere, is in summer. And the temperature records in Tasmania and all over southern Australia have been, I'm sorry, northern Australia, because it's closer to the equator, have been record-setting this year. Hot, hot, hot. Droughts on top of droughts on top of droughts. But we never hear that story here because, you know, people are busy concerned about what's going on in America. That's understandable. But if you really want to make a political point about global warming, look at what's going on in the southern hemisphere this year. Temperatures off the charts. Droughts like have never been experienced before, or at least that's the way the Weather Bureau had set it up. Remember, weather records only go back to the 1840s or so. But it still is pretty interesting to compare and contrast the drastic nature of our winter and the drastic nature of their summer. So is there something to it? What do you think, boys and girls? You think we have global warming? You think the world's coming to an end? What do you think?
Yes, it's coming to an end.
It's over. All right, so why don't we just quit now? We have enough of this. You want to just... Should we just shut the program down?
Yeah, the great thing about the world ending is it's going to happen long after we're gone. So enjoy it now.
Yeah. How do you know?
This is a long... The Earth is a big, huge, healthy, happy place.
The Huffington Post says we're almost... It's almost over.
It's almost in the course of time is millions of years.
Really?
Yeah. If it's been around for billions of years, that means almost is... Another million years.
All right, so here's the other headline from Australia today. You ready?
Yeah.
Other than the weather? There's a story from Sydney, Australia, where a woman was found in her home dead over the weekend.
Okay.
The only problem is that she's been dead for 8 years in her home. And now is just being found in her home.
How's she looking?
So, I'm wondering what sort of society... There is there. Sydney's a very productive, a very progressive city. So what the heck goes on? Who are you not related? What kind of a life do you have that you are alone or that nobody is connected to you? Nobody finds... And by the way, the woman's name is Natalie Wood.
Really?
Oh.
That's where she ended up.
Uh-huh. Skeletal remains found. The woman Sydney forgot is how the media have... described her. There were no mattresses in the home. Let's see here. No purse or wallet was found, no rings, no valuables. The house where she was born is where she died. She kept to herself. Really? One of her neighbors said she kept to herself. 8 years after she's died, they find her body.
That's so sad. Let's make a pact. Let's never let that happen to any of us.
Really?
Mostly me, since you guys all have people.
Okay. Happy birthday. Well, you have people. You have your father, you have your mother, you have all your friends.
You just went to Vegas with us. Cousins and... Yeah.
And you think if you were 4 seconds late to being here, we wouldn't send the police or the paramedics over to your house? Except they don't go in your neighborhood, do they?
Not usually, no.
No. Yeah. Okay. Well, I'd come find you.
Thanks.
Let's talk about... Your heart and your health. You've heard us talk a lot about Heart Factors Plus.
Well, we're talking about Jennifer lying on the floor half dead.
Yeah. Well, we're going to keep her from getting in that condition, Richie, because she's going to take Heart Factors Plus. The ingredients boost the nitric oxide levels in your body, which improves your cardiovascular health. You want to have your blood pressure below 120 on the upper level and above, well, if you turn it around. If your blood pressure is over 130, you got a problem on the upper end. And if it's lower than 50 on the bottom end, you got a problem. So you need to keep it somewhere. You know, the healthiest is about 110 over 70 something or other. If your blood pressure is close to that and you want to keep it there and you're in your 40s, call this number now, 800-577-8560 for Heart Factors Plus. 800-577-8560. What is this stuff? It's all about, Heart Factors Plus is all about maintaining healthy blood pressure levels, and you do that with nitric oxide. It keeps your arteries clean and open. Circulation is very, very good, and it improves pretty much everything, your brain, your heart, your body, your muscles. Right now, you get a free bottle and faster results than ever by calling 800 877-8560. It'll work. I know it'll work. I take it every day. And if you mention Doug Stephan, you get a free bottle and also the brand new CoQ10 product that they have at Chamonix. So, 2, 3, 4 good reasons to call for Heart Factors Plus, 800-577-8560.
We already have the lowest prices on flooring, but now you can save even more on every floor in our new catalog at Lumber Liquidator Spring Flooring Sale. Get the look of hardwood for 49 cents a square foot. Beautiful bamboo for just $139. Plus, get $100 to $500 off over 130 varieties of hardwood, over 50 varieties of laminate, and more. Minimum purchase applies. See store for details. We have over 350 incredibly low-priced floors, and now you can save even more. Hurry, sales going on now. Visit LumberLiquidator.com or your local store today.
Hi, it's Doug Stephan with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com.
The National Senior Games is looking for a new sport. Karate Kid Ralph Macchio has more.
I'm working with post-shredded wheat, which is a cereal I ate as a child, which is a heart-healthy cereal, and they have decided to challenge the National Senior Game, that this is the Olympics for people who are over 50. They're challenging the National Senior Games to add a new and more extreme sport to their roster of 19 sports. They're looking to add a 20th. So anyone could go online to postshreddedwheatgames.com, it's all one word, and choose from either judo, power walking, fencing, soccer, or weightlifting. It's a very easy site to navigate, and being that it's an Olympic year, it's a perfect tie-in to this. It nurtures a positive lifestyle, and it just seemed like the right partnership. Log on to postshreddedwheatgames.com, vote. You have till February 24th. And it also connects you with the regional games as well as the national games, which take place in 2015. There was
57 channels. All right, last day of the Jay Leno Tonight Show. Richie has done a little research into Jay Leno and his tenure on the Tonight Show and the jokes aimed at politicians, which actually turns out to be pretty interesting. You'll be shocked to hear that Bill Clinton was his favorite target. And after what came out today, you can expect that to be front and center tonight.
Maybe.
Yeah. All right, what else, Richie, did you find?
Let's see here. Of the 43,892 jokes about public figures and public affairs that Leno told in his years on the air, how do they count that?
I know. I was going to say, who's the bean counter?
Well, it's the Center for Media and Public Affairs at George Mason University has these details.
Oh, hi. What do you do for a living? Yeah. Oh, I count jokes for the Jay Leno show. Oh,
so
okay.
Apparently 10,885 jokes were aimed at Democrats and 9,465 were aimed at Republicans.
Oh, he's a Republican.
And as Doug said, his favorite target was Bill Clinton with 4,604 jokes about him.
Yeah. All right, Jen, what else?
All right, sad news for Michael J. Fox. NBC has canceled his show, The Michael J. Fox Show.
It was a terrible show.
It was pretty... Yeah, and it was, I hate to say, hard to watch, but it was a little hard to watch.
Yeah, it is too bad.
And it's uncertain whether or not the unaired episodes of the show are going to be broadcast. Right now, it's been replaced by Hollywood Game Night. This just comes a week after they canceled Sean Saves the World, which I actually thought was a pretty good show. It's kind of funny.
Have you watched a Hollywood Game Night?
I like
it's
it.
Funny. It's pretty fun.
It's fun. It's a fun show. And, it's a different twist on the game show.
And it's cheap to produce.
It is. And then the long-running comedy drama series over at USA Network, Psych, has been pulled.
Terrible
It'll end show. After its 8 seasons
it's
on
terrible.
The air.
Nobody could ever figure out. I could never figure out
and
what the show was
CBS
about.
Landed NFL's Thursday Night package.
Yeah, I saw that.
Big so what's on CBS on Thursday night now?
The Big Bang Theory. And it'll stay there, by the way.
Really? I don't understand that show either.
It's hysterical.
51 after the hour on Good Day.
We
all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338. And talk to the patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
We're supposed to be back on the air, right?
You must be. Is there a mic in front of your face?
Yeah, that is. It's a mic right there in front of my face. I got my nose on it.
Got a microphone there.
It's heavy. Yeah, right. Rachel. Jennifer. Roberta Fasanelli is here. Tom Kreitler, who is the host of the Money Pit, couldn't make it today because he seems to be locked out of his house. His door jam is frozen, and he can't get in, so he's outside in the car.
Oh, that's a problem.
It is a problem.
Calling a home improvement guy to help get him in.
53.
It's going to be a while.
Past the hour. So Paul Walker left his $25 million fortune to his 15-year-old daughter. His
not unexpected.
Well, was he ever married to the mother of this girl?
Paul Walker, the Fast and Furious guy who died around the first.
Yeah, I don't think he was, but I'm not sure.
That's one of the, by the way, that is a danger of what we all do for a living. Richie's exactly right. Everybody doesn't remember or know who Paul Walker is, even though he was part of the general conversation.
I had to think about it for
his role in Fast and Furious, for his role as an actor in popular television series, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Young women liked him. He was killed in the automobile accident in, what was it, over in Van Nuys, wasn't it? Where was it?
Santa Clarita.
Santa Clarita.
Valencia area.
So, anyway, everybody buzzed about her for a long time. But does everybody remember or even know who he is? They paid attention to a little bit. Yeah, this Hollywood star.
He is more famous in death than he was in life.
Yes, I'd say that was a very good way of putting it, Jennifer.
I knew who he was because he was actually from my area.
Yeah.
His parents still live here.
Yeah.
The hood.
Right.
It is not the hood, you guys. You're so mean. It's an equestrian area.
An equestrian area? What does that mean? An equestrian area?
It means there's a lot of horse property, Doug.
Paul Walker and Trigger live in your neighborhood.
Really? Uh-huh.
Mr. Ed, hello.
Oh, me, Mr. Ed. That may have been, by the way, Mr.
Such
Ed was...
Snobs.
There was a... there's an area where Jennifer and I have both gone to a horse show in Burbank. That used to be... That was probably... It belonged to Gene Autry. And Gene Autry, one of the things that's most interesting about some of these...
Huh? Are you making stuff up again? You're like, it must have belonged to Gene Autry.
No, no. Gene Autry and Bob Hope owned tons of real estate in that area, and they bought it when they were doing... that. When you well, probably when I was a kid, not when you were a kid, that, you know, remember we went over to the Equestrian Center for the show. You go every year. I went once. Shatner has an equestrian show at the Burbank Equestrian Center to raise money for one of his causes. And that whole area, that from where he is, I looked this up. All the, if you look at the Lone Ranger, all the cowboys that were shot in the 50s and 60s, they were all shot right there. That's what it looked like there before it was developed. In the mid-60s it started being developed. Gene Autry bought all that land, he and Bob Hope and a bunch of other actors, and they developed it, and that's where their fortunes came. Their fortunes never came from acting. Their fortunes came from making good investments. You didn't know that? Seriously, I'm not making that up.
No, I do.
I mean,
know
I may
that.
Make up some stuff, but
yeah,
I didn't
they had good investments, and that whole area was run by them. You're right.
Okay, so why did you try to take a shot
just
at me?
Because
then?
I thought it was funny. You're like, it must have been owned by Gene Autry. Like, we don't know for sure, but it must have been.
but why would you immediately call into question something that I said as if it were not
why
to be...
Why were we talking about the horse show? Oh, because you're making fun of my neighborhood again. I forgot.
Oh, so this is retribution.
Oh, that's where we got it.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Go ahead. What else do you want to say about my junkie?
No, I want to move to Detroit.
All right, listen. Junkie, right?
You're going to go from Santa Monica to Detroit?
Well, maybe not. I'm going to literally for this conversation, for the purposes of this story, Richie. Michigan, state of Michigan, said this week they are going to begin to offer visas to lure illegal immigrants into Detroit because everybody else is moving out. So let me see if I can figure out how this works.
That's a great plan.
Isn't it, though?
We get them all to go to one state. It's contained. Boom.
Yeah. Well, but under the circumstances, if they make it legal, right, the idea is to make it legal.
You know, how do we have these laws where the state and the Fed kind of are juxtaposed to each other? It's the same thing with the pot law. You legalize it in a state, but it's federally, it's still against the law.
So the feds will come in and arrest you.
So, yeah, it's a weird thing we got going on here now, with laws.
Yeah. Anyway, there are all kinds of oxymoronic things going on like that. Why are you playing this?
Johnny Cash, who's Gene Autry?
This is the song, who's Gene Autry? Oh!
By Johnny Cash.
Perfect. I'm walking to see gay guys riding the horses.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.